Throughout these episodes, I refer to four honeybee colonies. Hive A died in November 2012. Hive B was started in 2012. And hives C and D were started in April of 2013. I have been having trouble with honeybee hive C the last few weeks, as I think that hive may have been replaced its queen, in addition to honeybee hive B doing the same. I showed what was going on with hive B in episodes 184 and 185, and there are links to them in this video as well at todolisthome.com. I went out this evening to put a robber screen in front of hive C, which is the smallest of my three hives now, and there is not much going on in the hive. A few weeks ago, I determined the queen to be missing, but I have taken no steps to interfere with the bees' task of replacing the queen with their own supersedure. So I thought a robber screen might give them a chance to fend off any predators, but I quickly realized it was not necessary. This is episode 191 of todolisthome.com, Night Guards at the Beehives. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do for a better life. When I went outside in the dark, I took along my camera and headlight so I could observe the bees in Hive C and see if I could nail on the robber screen. To my surprise and delight, I noticed the differences in the way the bees were guarding their respective hives. I had originally planned to look at Hive C because it seemed the weakest. I thought of putting on a robber screen but observed dozens of bees bearding up outside the hive. I wasn't going to put a screen on this hive. Hive B had no guards outside, but a peek nearby revealed at least a couple of guards ready at the entrance, and I didn't feel like pressing the need to find out more. Hive D, the top bar hive, had it going on. All three entrance holes were guarded by very alert bees. Near Hive C, I noticed at least three moth beetles trying to find a way in. It was like the hive was under attack. But the screen bottom board has a plastic sheet underneath, and the entrances seem immensely defensive, so it seems the bees can protect their home at least for now. I'm just worried about how they will increase their numbers if I don't see evidence of a new queen soon. I went on to Hive D to see how the top bar bees were defending it and to take a few photos. The top bar was right on me compared to the other hives, but they probably had been observing my photo taking of hives B and C to know that they were next and they were alert. It wasn't long before an aggressive bee came toward me, but I kept my cool and spoke calmly to the young bee, telling her that I was leaving and will disturb them no further. It was just me, Tony the beekeeper. I was all set to get stung, but I wasn't worried, and if I pushed my limits with the bees, so be it. My calmness and what I hope is recognition of me stopped the bee short of stinging me. Amazingly, I was not stung. I might not have gotten the film I was trying to get, but the experience is more than enough to remember. Being calm with bees and not panicking is key to building a relationship with them. That's it for today, but next time I will show you in more detail my troubles with Hive C.